Good morning. You're listening to KGNU Community Radio. This is Poco and Boco, people of color in Boulder County. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar.
And I'm Tracy Jones.
And today's guests are Kirsten Wilson from Modus Theater and Judy Houston from Boulder's Showing Up for Racial Justice. They'll be talking about this next week's Martin Luther King Day events. Welcome.
Thank you.
Kirsten, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Modus Theater event and who you have as a special guest?
Modus is super excited. In the world of film right now, we know about movie stars and we celebrate these movie stars and they're like a big deal, actors, performers, all of this. But the world of slam poet hasn't taken over social media and pop culture in that same way. But if it did, people would be running up for autographs of the woman that we're bringing in on January 13th. It's Dominique Christina. She is a legend in the world of slam poetry. She's had 5 national titles. She's the only woman, only person to have held 2 national slam poetry titles at one time. She is one of the most incredible poets that I have ever had the grace to hear and be present, and you don't want to miss it. And then we also have Natalie Sharp, who's going to warm up for her, and she's actually the woman that the Denver Mercury is sending to the World Poetry Slam this year, and she's the Lambda Literary Emerging LGBTQ Voice Fellow in Poetry. So this is about as awesome as it gets.
Excellent. And we just want to emphasize again that we'll be announcing all of the Martin Luther King Day events that the city of Boulder is putting on. Everyone should go. Kirsten, how did you decide to go with slam poetry?
It wasn't really about going with slam poetry. It was going specifically with Dominique Christina. Mm-hmm. I had the blessing of hearing her through a friend about 4 years ago. She had presented at a huge national conference, and she said, "This woman's in Denver. Do you know her?" I was like, "I don't know her." And I looked up her work, and I went through everything I could find on YouTube and everything I could find on her, because she's someone of who brings together the soul of our humanity. She speaks with great heart and great intellect and weaves the political into the personal and the historic into the present in a way that is rare. And so when we had an opportunity to think, like, what do we need right now in Boulder County? What voice would I like to have amplified? Dominique Christina. And she was available. And so we're thrilled.
We also have with us Judy Houston from B Surge, yes, Showing up for racial justice. How are you this morning?
Great. Thank you. Thank you. So Surge is going to be putting on a panel discussion and then an interactive question and answer type thing that's going to be happening. And the panelists are going to be Tay Anderson, who is a young Denver activist. He's actually the youngest candidate for the school board recently most active in the gentrification demonstrations in Denver. And then Sierra Nash, and she has had several community events, including a vigil for Black trans women. And she is committed to social justice and intersectionality and has just begun studying art and gender and sexualities at Metro State University in Denver. And then the panel will be moderated by Sheila Davis, Dr. Sheila Davis, and she's the acting program director of the W. Montague Cobb National Medical Association Health Institute. And her emphasis is on critical health issues in minority communities. So, and she just coincidentally is also pursuing a master's in viola. she's amazing. So the panel is really going to be looking at intersectionality in the present day activism, and Yeah, so race, gender, economic status, and then how we can also move forward in Boulder in particular. And Boulder is its own place. It's not the same as Denver. It's not the same as Longmont. It's its own place.
Definitely
agree with that statement.
Unique place with its own unique challenges. But it's great to have events that and more events themed around what's happening locally in Boulder. I mean, I think, you know, for Tracy and myself having this show, it means people of color in Boulder County. And through each of the interviews we've done, we just see the uniqueness of the challenges in this community. And so having events, especially on this day, is specific to that. Is great that you were able to theme it that way. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what the decision making was like behind putting together this panel and these topics, because I know Showing Up for Racial Justice has presented at the past two Martin Luther King Days, mm-hmm. I believe. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, we're really interested in more. Well, the what had happened in Boulder, at any rate, around Martin Luther King Day was a lot of nostalgia and a lot of didn't we do good, you know, back in the civil rights days, and didn't Boulder do good? And, you know, Surge is really trying to get more self-awareness around the fact that, yeah, maybe people did good in the 60s, but, you know, the issues are still remaining, and that there are particular issues in Boulder itself. And I would say personally that it's very easy if you're a white person living in Boulder just to go, oh, we're so past, you know, racism, and Boulder's never had any problem with it, and et cetera, et cetera. And we know that that's not true. We know that that's not true. And so we wanted to, the other part of it is that we really wanted to bring into the present day and highlight people who are active today, which looks quite different than it did in the 60s. And one of the things that looks different is the presence, not just the presence, but the uplifting of women. Uh-huh. And the poster that we have here about Martin Luther King Day shows not just Martin Luther King Jr., but also Fannie Lou Hamer and other women of the time who were just as active but not highlighted and not given their due. So we really want to lift up the voices of women as well as of men, both in from the historical perspective and then in present day. And the whole idea of activism versus just talking about things is important.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I think especially nowadays, there's people in Boulder who think of themselves as activists, but what it is you talk to them like, I've never seen them. I'm at lots of events and I don't see any of these people. And it's just, you know, it's too easy to just repost something on Facebook, you know, a news item, retweet something, engage in a little discussion online, and think I've done enough. Mm-hmm. And so it's how do you feel about that versus say the direct action type of activism that you'll be highlighting in this, but not only thematically, but among the panelists, because these are people who have really gotten out even just recently and been active on things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, in one way, it highlights a big difference between Denver and Boulder. And in Boulder, as a white person, you have to look for the issues. It's very easy to pretend or to just be blissfully unaware that there are issues. So part of what we're doing is trying to highlight getting to know our own community better, but through the actions of people who have been very active in these Denver things. And partly it was just who we knew, that went into help at figuring out who we were going to ask to participate on the panel. But, you know, it just remains that And I think Surge is working hard to figure out, well, where is our place in that in terms of activism?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
How in touch with you are the community for which you stand up, I wonder? How do you collaborate to even come up with the issues that we're highlighting?
Really good. So I think that's one of the struggles that we have had as an organization in Boulder. And the origins of the group really coincided with the Black Lives Matter 5280 group in Denver. And several of our members were involved with that before that became a more black space.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was that sense of accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, you know, there's still that tie, mm-hmm. but there's also the desire to connect more with the actual community in Boulder. So
You're in the right place right now.
Right, right. It's the age-old problem of actually making contact with people, mm-hmm. And then having this accountability relationship.
Just to play devil's advocate in Boulder County a little bit, in the city of Boulder, who would you challenge to come out to this event? Because the assumption is, and the attitude is there's no problems here in Boulder. Everything's great. And as a person of color that's lived in Boulder County since 1997, I would challenge that. So with the assumption of such high awareness, who would you encourage to come out to these events and have these discussions?
Right. anybody who says, I'm not racist, that would be a good person to have them come. And anybody who wonders if they're racist, they should come. I'm talking about white people. People of color, just because Tay and Sierra and Sheila are fabulous, should come. Plus, that gives a whole different dimension to the, you know, how the audience actually interacts with everybody.
You are listening to Poco and Boco on KGNU Community Radio. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar.
And I'm Tracy Jones. Our guests today have been Kirsten Wilson with Modus Theater and Judy Houston with Showing Up for Racial Justice.
Kirsten, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
We've talked, every time we come up on Martin Luther King Day, we talk about the legacy of Dr. King.
Mm-hmm.
And between this event, and obviously you've been doing a lot around these issues through Modus Theater for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the legacy of Dr. King and how that legacy has impacted Boulder and Boulder County specifically? You put on so many events.
Well, I'll take a piece of it and then you can hit me up for the second piece of it. My friend Carlos Heredia was working with me on a Martin Luther King Day event in 2012. And he said to me, hate this day, hate it.
Hmm.
And I said, you know, tell me more. And he's like, well, it's a total whitewashing of a man's legacy and a man's vision, a black man's legacy and a black man's vision. And I just get angry if I honor Martin Luther King by staying home and reading his words and reading his work. And I said, he's an amazing musical theater artist. And I said, I really want you to play this beautiful song. And I want you to, that you wrote, that has to do with race in America. And I would like you to say whatever you feel like you want to say on Martin Luther King Day. And let's move forward on this. But what I would say is, Martin Luther King was murdered for a reason. You don't get murdered and put on a stamp very easily unless we hold back what is radical about Martin Luther King. And he was always writing because of some of the people mentioned. He had great advisors. He was a man who stepped up because of the momentum behind him and the need for him to step up. but he was a man being moved by many, many people. But it was his work that was really about bringing a really challenging class in America, looking at issues of poverty and challenging the Vietnam War, that made him enemy number one of the federal government, because he was a radical man, and what he was asking of people was quite radical, in the sense that we need to stop, listen, and see the injustices that are happening in every aspect of our society, and we have an obligation to shift them and change them. He was a charismatic leader, but he was a charismatic leader hoping to empower each person to step forward. And he did that in a great way. And if we want to continue that legacy and actually not dishonor him by making him an historic figure, but making him someone who was always interested in writing and to riding towards the mountaintop, which is not a major existential vision. It's about, is there justice, and can we move closer to that? Then it's about this is a great opportunity for deep reflection on who we are as individuals and who we are as a community. I think it has been a celebration of who we too often about who we think we are and who we like a check off, like, you know. We're liberal-ish. Isn't that great? And unfortunately, the day of Trump being liberal-ish is pretty awesome in lots of ways. I'm not hitting that. But in terms of if we want a future for all our children, we have to engage in what's happening in the ways injustice, the exploitation of labor, the exploitation of people of color, the exploitation of the land are woven into each other. And I always like to put a call out to the environmentalists out there, because there's a lot of good work around environmentalism happening in Boulder. But if you think that we're going to shift this without actually shifting issues around class, labor, exploitation, and race, it's not. And if you want to be a true person of the earth, you need to be a true person of the people who have died protecting the earth, and the people who are treated like dirt historically in our community. Dirt is sacred, our bodies are sacred, but too often it's been about exploitation and figuring out who is the most exploitable out there. And unfortunately, in the United States, we've been able to justify the exploitation of people based on the color of their skin, but it's about exploitation. You know, that's kind of a big question you asked, and kind of complicated, but I think there's a lot of beautiful and amazing people in Boulder County, and I think why we're so interested in these voices that we're bringing in, like Dominic Christina, it's not just a poet, it's a prophetic voice. A lot of slam poets are prophetic in that way. It's we need people to challenge us, to speak a truth that breaks through the dailiness of our lives and calls us towards what is most beautiful and just in each of us, and what we want for not only our children, but all children.
That's amazing. I respect and appreciate the fact that you at MODIS are in touch with the voice of poetry and realize that it is the heartbeat and the essence of the quote-unquote movement. Human words that are expressed pointedly, poignantly, powerfully, move people to move on issues. And that's what we need. We need to highlight and to uplift those that have the power and ability to move us.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And to the point of that legacy, I mean, I think it has to move beyond this kind of putting one of a leader like Martin Luther King in a time capsule, and as a community, you know, seeing oneself as a liberal progressive community and patting each other on the back, mm-hmm. when we have these issues, and they keep those institutionally. Those privilege in the community and institutions that keep this invisible, which is why, again, we have, you know, MODIS Theater is putting on events, why showing up for racial justice exists. Mm-hmm. But to that legacy, what we're doing with the Martin Luther King Day celebration, and to disclose to listeners, I'm on the city's Human Relations Commission that is behind the city's planning and funding of these events. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a big change we've undertaken, at least since I've joined the commission, is to have, you know, more challenging events and really updating the dialogue to what is happening now. Not a past legacy, but making it how do we make this a living legacy to tie into the issues mm-hmm. we face today mm-hmm. and the activism and the social change we're trying to make happen. So, you know, funding events like the ones you guys are doing is really helping doing that, because that's mm-hmm. really taking racial justice in a progressive direction, as opposed to always looking back at what was done in the 60s. I mean, I think you can look at that for inspiration. You can look at that as an analysis of what happened. But we live in such different times now.
Mm-hmm.
So you are listening to Poco and Boco on KGNU Community Radio. I'm your host, Nikhil Mankekar.
And I'm Tracy Jones. Our guests today have been Kirsten Wilson with Modus Theater and Judy Houston with Showing Up for Racial Justice. I would like to challenge our listeners to all come out to our events.
One last event I just want to mention is we'll announce to the listeners the events we have for Martin Luther King Day, but on Wednesday, January 17th, that week from 5:30 to 7:30, there will be a community speak out, which is an opportunity for members of the community to come out and talk about and share experiences of discrimination and bias and inclusivity in Boulder with the City of Boulder Human Relations Commission. And this is a special event we're putting on specifically because we want to listen. We want to make what we all just talked about as being invisible, visible, and to give people a voice to a commission that is empowered and active in addressing these issues. And there's just not enough opportunity to for people to engage in these discussions or even just say, hey, this happened to me, and we want to know about that. Because I think on an individual level, with all that we're involved with, we get these stories constantly. Whether it's, you know, walking into the studio today, you know, Tracy will tell me, and I'll tell Tracy, you won't believe what happened
to
me.
Again. Again. Not only again, but like 3 times in one day, like before 7 a.m.
But I just want to highly encourage members of the community to please come out, especially people of color and people who've experienced discrimination in the community and just haven't had an outlet and want to speak to people who want to listen and want to do something about it. Please come out and share those experiences at the event.
I just want to say one thing in terms of what we were all talking about in terms of coming. The event, for example, we're doing with Dominic Christine is at 6 p.m. on Saturday, January 13th. It's not on MLK Day. It's on that weekend. And it's over at CU's Old Main. And the reason why I'm saying that, it's at 6 p.m. so you can bring your family. And that's not, and when I say family, I'm talking, you know, 10 on up. There could be expletives moving through the field of voice. I would encourage you to come and engage your children in this subject, particularly junior and high school students. I really hope that you'll not only come to the panel that Surge does, but they have awesome children's programs during that time that are really, really engage young people in understanding issues around race that are exciting. Again, I just want you to, there's a lot of events that are happening from Saturday through Sunday and then this important event on Wednesday, January 17th. But our children are who we need to engage in these conversations. They're on the playground fighting these things out. You know, you may not be aware of the questions of race in their community, but it's on the playground and it's happening. And if you want your children to be part of the solution versus part of the problem, figuring out how to engage as a family in these subjects when you have the privilege not to engage in them is really, really important for you being part of the difference about what happens in our future as well as our present.
And Judy, I just want to emphasize, you showing up for the racial justice event is a youth-friendly event, and you will have child care options.
Yes, yeah. So there'll be three different age groups. So there'll be the 10 through 12-year-olds will have their own section, and then the 6 through 9 will be another age group, and then there'll be child care for the younger kids. It's partly because we wanted to make it a family-friendly event, and also then that we're not just babysitting, that we're engaging the children. And I would add to what Kirsten said about the children, that not only in the playgrounds but in the classrooms they're living this, and in the school board, and et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of avenues that affect our children.
I would also mention the home. They repeat what they hear, what they live, what they see. Going to highlight some events for this Martin Luther King Day. On Saturday, January 13th, we are going to have an event.
This is at the Second Baptist Church, and it's called the Courageous Care, which stands for Conversation, Action, Reflection, and Empowerment. It'll be a panel.
Thank you. And then also they have an event for youth, Opportunities Advisory Board, Day of Service, organized for youth. And you can register for that at yoab.org. And Modus Theater on January 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. will be highlighting Dominic Christina, Poetic Justice in Honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day at the Old Main Chapel, 1600 Pleasant, CU Boulder campus. And on Monday, January 15th from 11 to 12:30 is a rally and a march with speakers and music on the courthouse at the Pearl Street Mall. From 1 to 3 at the Piers Building, Justice event organized for youth by Alfalfa's Community Room in Alfalfa's Community Room. Wednesday, January 17th, from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m., showing up for racial justice workshop at St. John's Episcopal Church, 1419 Pine Street. And Wednesday, January 17th, we have the community speak out. Share your experience of discrimination and inclusivity with the City of Boulder Human Relations Commission at the West Senior Center at 909 Arapaho. I'm Tracy Jones, and this has been Poco and Boco, People of Color in Boulder County.
And I'm Nikhil Mankekar. Today's guests have been Judy Houston from Showing Up for Racial Justice and Kirsten Wilson from Modus Theater. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much for your hard work on this program. Mm-hmm.